Marshmallow Bastille, it's Hot 101.5, and you are seconds away from Miguel and Holly radio blogs. But if you are planning a big vacation for the summer, you're going on a road trip, or maybe school is just going to be over and your schedule's going to change, and like, ugh, sorry, guys, I'm going to miss you for the summer in the mornings. We'll take us with you, all right?
Yeah.
If you're traveling, you can download the free Hot 101.5 app on your smartphone, and on there, you can catch up with whatever we do every day. So if you know you're going to miss Blown Off or radio blogs or Trending in Tampa Bay, you can always catch up with it after the show on the Hot 101.5 app, and you can listen live from wherever you're traveling to this summer. So download the free Hot 101.5 app.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them, dear blog, I learned a very important lesson about relationships over an electrical outlet.
What in the world?
So my boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox, and I have been redoing the downstairs bedroom in Chateau Oprah, our townhouse.
You sound very bougie, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just go ahead and call me Mr. Bougie Fuller.
All right. Oh.
I live in Chateau Oprah in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yes.
So we needed to redo the downstairs bedroom because I have a friend moving in from up north Florida for a couple of months to sort of get acquainted in the Tampa Bay. And then he's moving out. And then Scott's moving in August. Yeah. And we're going to be roommates. So we needed to just totally gut the room. New floors, new painting, new fixtures, redo everything. So one of my ideas was, well, on the electrical outlets, let's do the outlets where you have like the two outlets where you can plug it in like normal. But then in the middle, you can plug in a USB.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've seen those. Yeah.
It just makes it like really cool and it brings it up to 2019. Yeah. I just thought it'd be a cool feature. So I spent the money and I bought for all five of the outlets in the room to do that.
You need a USB in all five outlets?
Well, you definitely don't, but it's fine. Keep
okay, well, now this is the argument because I was like, well, it was a good deal and we need them down here. So why not? Because you never know how someone's going to configure the room and where you're going to need an outlet because a lot of electronic items that we have now.
True.
Aren't just powered by, you know, the plug.
Right.
You can do a USB, so why not?
Yeah.
And he had the same reaction you did, Holly. Mr. Silver Fox was like, that's too much.
Like, I feel like you Mr. Silver Fox and I have a kindred spirit.
You do. He was like, this is too much. Why do you need to do this? So we were sitting in the room going back and forth about the outlets. And then I said, you know what? Hold on. Let me stop. You know best because this is your world. Like, he is a tradesman. He's the one. I mean, when I say we've been redoing the room, he's been doing it.
You've been piping in with probably unnecessary commentary.
I mean, I feel like my suggestions are good about some things, you know?
Yes.
And so as he was putting in the outlets, I saw, okay, you know what? There really only needs to be about three in here.
Yeah.
And so the lesson I learned is that you have to take your ego out because that was my ego saying, I want it all to be current and have the USB and look real cool, but it's not practical.
No, and then you're wasting money.
Exactly. So he was right.
Ooh, that had to be hard to say.
Wow.
He was right.
Yeah.
I took my ego out of it.
Yeah.
And so that was a lesson I learned. About relationships.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good one. Dear blog, I was cleaning out some things from my garage the other day, and I came across a box. And keep in mind, my mom moved down to Florida from Ohio around the time when I was pregnant to help out with my child. So she decided to bring basically like 50 years worth of things,
of course.
Memories. And we didn't realize how bad, like, she always was like, well, I'm not like a pack rat or anything. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, you are actually a pack rat. So she has these boxes of all these old things from my school age stuff, which Miguel, like, it warms your heart because you don't necessarily have those things.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them, I'm thinking, I mean, this woman loves me. I mean, she loves me. What I found was my old Binky. Which is a pacifier.
Oh.
My old pacifier, the last one, which was from when I was like four.
Okay, now I understand saving a lot of stuff from childhood, but that's a lot. Like, what are you going to do with that?
I don't know.
Maybe
I took
you gotta use it.
I would not dare to put that thing in my mouth or anyone's mouth because it would probably crumble on contact. But I did take a picture of it. It looks disgusting. Like the rubber is from like the 80s.
Ooh,
okay? Like,
no.
But she had it, and she was so proud. She's like, that was your last pinky. And now, I was like, okay.
It means something to her.
I know, it does. I'm sure it does. And it's got sentimental value, but at the same time, like, what do I do with it in 2019?
Get it DNA tested or something? Like, I'd just be curious how much DNA is still left on that thing.
Same, actually, I guess. I don't know.
Throw it away.
Nah, I got a picture. At least I have a picture of it.
Well,
so.
There you go. I think, you know what, that's take a picture. And then it's time to just dispose of it.
And then it might be just, it should have been gone approximately 30 years ago.
It looks like y'all need to do like a super spring clean and get away like all that sort of stuff.
I mean, that makes me interested. Like, would Marie Kondo say that it sparks joy or nah?
No, it sparks no joy.
It sparks no joy for me.
It just makes me feel awkward that it's your baby spit on that binky from the 1980s.
I know.
Holly, all right, it is 6:50. What is hot in Hollywood?
All right, so Ariana Grande, we're learning, had not just a big performance at Coachella. I mean, all these things are coming out because clearly you and I were not at Coachella.
Right.
But we heard something happened that she was basically assaulted on stage.
What?
We know she brought back, you know, most of NSYNC, but she also sort of brought back Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Find out how all this happened at 7 o'clock.
Hot 101.5.